Trey, your first round of mini camp and OTAs and all that, how do you feel you were acclimating to the system?
I felt like I did, you know, pretty good, but I got a ways to go, man. If I want to, you know, pretty much benefit this team in any way, I got a long ways to go. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back home and getting to work and working on my craft and getting better.
What feedback have you gotten from Coach McDermott and the rest of the staff?
Continue to just, you know, be a student of the game and continue to just practice hard and prepare well and continue to ask questions. And if I do that, I'll be fine.
Has there been anything out here that's either surprised you or was not expected or opened your eyes to maybe the NFL versus the last level?
Everything. The competition level is next to none. The speed is crazy. I thought coming from LSU, I'd be pretty much ready, but you can never be, you know, ready for guys like Sammy Watkins and, you know, those others and Zay Jones, even though he's a rookie too. But, you know, those guys have speed, you know, that I haven't seen yet. So it's definitely something, you know, that I have to get used to.
Speaking of coming from LSU and being a student of the game, you know, this is kind of the end of the semester here for you. If you had to rank your grade so far, what would you what grade would you give yourself?
That's a tough one because I'm pretty much my own worst critic. So, you know, if I'm doing something well, I'm going to find something in my game that I definitely need to work on. So I'd probably give myself a C-plus for right now.
You going to be an A-plus by the end of training camp?
I hope so. That's the goal. You know, if you're a competitor, you want to be at your best. And I feel like, you know, if I go into training camp with a great mind and come in shape and stuff like that, which I will, I feel like I'll be fine.
What told you about getting ready for training camp?
You know, just make sure you train and make sure you come in shape. That's the biggest thing. You know, you don't want to come in with no nagging injuries, you know, because those things can last a whole season long. So you come in shape and ready to roll with, you know, the right mindset, and you'll be mentally and physically strong, you'll be fine.
So what is your plan between now and camp? Besides training, you're going to be doing that. Where will you be, and what else will you be doing on your downtime?
Definitely be in Baton Rouge. You know, I just had a baby a month and a half ago, so, you know, that's going to be taking up pretty much all my time, so I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to train down there with LSU, with those guys?
Yeah, at LSU and then Rick Ryan Clark.